Last year, we rolled out the Lead app. You guys remember the Lead app? Some people are looking at me and nodding approvingly. Some people are putting their heads down like this because they haven't been using it. Well, let me give you some statistics real quick. Jim ran a report through CCB. And my foothills. And there are 28 groups that are actively reporting, and they're showing that 818 people are in home groups, which is really good. And that's half the groups. So that means that 50% of folks are not actively going into the Lead app every week and just clicking off the boxes of who's attending and who's not attending their home group. Now, why is this important? Can you give me an idea why it's important? Does anybody tell me why you think this would be important to the pastors or to the leadership or the? We do get paid per person. That's true. No, that is not correct. Who's the real Christians are? Yes. No, that's not the reason. Okay. There's actually a couple of reasons. And I'm going to go here. The pastors really would like to have an opportunity to go and see who's really connected in the church. And if you use the My Foothills tool, they can go to Mary Smith. They can look at Mary Smith's profile, and they can see, oh, Mary Smith goes to Jason Brust's home group. And, you know, yeah. If they haven't seen Mary Smith around for a while, and they're concerned whether Mary Smith has dropped off the face of the earth, they can go into the My Foothills app without calling the pastors or at the staff meeting going, hey, has anybody seen Mary Smith around? They can go in themselves and go and look and see if Mary Smith's involved. Yes, Lynn.
Well, another thing in leadership, there's people who say, I want to lead a
Or we may be doing a disservice to these people, because if they say, yeah, I go to Mel and Tim's home group, but if Mel and Tim don't make the marks that Mary Smith was there, that we have no proof other than her word against. For the worship team, I require that the folks are in some kind of fellowship or in accountability or in home groups. If there's a really good guitar player that we've all been praying for, and we've been praying for drummers and guitar players. If the little box is not being checked that shows that he's been attending, he's missing out on an opportunity to serve. Does that make sense? Okay, you got that? Are you okay? You all right? Hey, if you have any questions at any just raise your hand and say, I don't get that. Another thing is people come in and ask for benevolence, you know? They do. They come in and ask for benevolence, and they say, I go to Jason's home group. Well, we kind of hope that if somebody was coming in for benevolence, that the home group would be the first person to go and try to take care of those needs, right? But if they say he goes to Jason's home group, and we look up there and we don't see that he goes to Jason's home group, well, the chances maybe they may not get benevolence. So, let me see what else I got here. So this is our church database. So when these folks are assigned to you, and they're put into your group, you have this power over their profiles. Use that power wisely. We had some instances last year where some of the younger folks got a little creative with other people's profiles, putting different pictures up there and everything. So with power comes responsibility. Don't go and do anything with that. And as we're going to go through it real quick, I'm just going to do a really quick tutorial about doing it and show you how easy it actually is to do. If you got a piece of paper and a pen, you can write down my phone number, and you can call me virtually anytime, and I will help you work it. I will meet you at the church and help you work through it. Gina Denton's back there. She will help you as well. We'll get contact information. If you have the list of people and you don't feel like putting them in the system, if you give a list of people to Gina, she'll put them in your group for you. That's my wife. She's sitting back there, isn't she beautiful? I love her. Okay, so the lead app. This can be Android and Apple. Thank you. But the icon looks the same. It's right up there. And you just go to the Apple Store, and then you just pull it down. Costs absolutely nothing. Your login ID and your password for Lead is the same as it is for My Foothills. So, and if you say, "What's my password? What's my login ID?" We will take care of that too. We will reset it up for you. Okay. Yeah, you know, I got a bazillion bars. Okay, so once you get onto your log on the Lead app, this is going to be the first thing that you're going to see, and these are all the groups that you are assigned to. Now I'm in a lot of groups, worship, home groups, pastors, blah blah blah. You may not have nearly as many as this, but this is what's going to show up. What you're going to want to do is you're going to go and scroll to and find your home group. So if it's the I'm not picking on you, Jason, but you're right there, and you're a handsome guy, and you're a good representation of this church's leadership. So I got this one down here. This is Demichowski and Wildlaw Home Group. You're going to click on it, and this screen's going to come up. It's going to give you a bunch of different menu options. For attendance, what do you think that you would pick? Attendance, okay? So I would click on attendance, and what it is going to do, it is going to default to the last groups that you had. The ones that you have not reported to yet will have a red dot, something somewhere around this area. It's going to have a red dot, which means that you still have to do that. Just pretend that you clicked on one. This is from the 26th, my home group on the 26th. Since I've already reported it, Since I've already reported, you're going to see some check marks. But if you did not report and you just clicked on there, all these boxes over here are going to be vacant. And all you have to do is just go down the list, touch on those boxes, and you're going to get your little check mark. And if Larry and Dave aren't there, you just bypass them and move on to the next person. And when you get to the end, you're going to hit next.
Hank,
yes. Ah, thank you so much for saying that. Let's go back to the top here. They have a section right here that says visitors, enter number. If it was 5, 6, 3, 1, doesn't matter. Don't have to put names in there or anything. Just put their number in there. Well, okay, you can put it. You can put it into the notes at the bottom, in the notes section at the bottom. Say Mary Sue visited us, Bob Smith visited us. That would be great. What I would recommend is before you add them to your group, wait 2 or 3 weeks. If they come back like the third week, then maybe add them as a permanent member of your group. Just tell them, hey, it looks like you really enjoy us. We'd like to add you to our group. Is that okay? And they'll go, oh, yeah, fine, great. And then I'll show you how to add them to there. But, yeah, so you just put that number in that upper left-hand area right there and then hit your next. And like Don was just saying, there's other things in here that you can put in fields that you can put in information if you so like to. You can put in prayer and praise. Hey, we prayed for blah, 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 who had cancer. Hey, praise the Lord, we prayed for this person to get a job, and they got a job. And events notes, that's where you can put in Mary Sue visited us. We worshiped and we ministered to one another. This is what our home group did. This is like we stuffed 1,000 of those saturated San Diego bags. Aren't we godly? Okay? And when you get to the very end, it's going to give you the option to send it to somebody. Don't pick that one. Okay? Don't pick members. Because what it's going to do, it's going to send an email to everybody in the group. And the way the email looks is, this is who attended, this is who did not attend. So all of a sudden they're going to go, they're keeping track? Okay. Well, yes, we are. But we're doing it for good. So do leaders. Select leaders. Okay. No, it's when you it's when you're saving and you're finally getting, you're ready to send it off. Okay, I'll come over and I'll take a look at yours. So make sure to send it to the leader. Make sure to send it to your leaders only. Okay. So going back to there's one other field that you would want to look at here in the is the members section. It's the fourth field down. Is it, you have what?
Because I have no one down there under the email summary. That's why.
Okay, so this is your list of all the people that are in your home group. Very easy to add people. Upper right-hand corner, there's a plus sign. You click that plus sign, you type the person's name in. I'm going to put in Jim Dealing. Putting in him Dealing. I don't know why I would want to have Jim as part of my home group, but I'm going to put him in there. There's Jim Dealing. You press his name, he automatically becomes part of your group. It's that easy. And just pretend, let's pretend for a while here, that let's pretend that we want to delete Jim from the home group. For some reason, he decides I'm going to move to Idaho. All you got to do is swipe left, and you have two options. You have the option to assign him as a leader, or since he's going to, yeah, you don't want to assign him to as a leader because he's gone. He's in, or you hit remove, and it asks, do you want to remove him? Yep, and he's gone. Bye, Jim. Okay. If Dora, you do this for your group, how long does it take you to do this?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Vicky, you did it for one of our groups. How long did it take you to do it? A minute. This folks, this really only takes a minute to do, and it's invaluable to our pastors. It gives them a real good number on how connected are our folks, you know, And what can we do to get more people involved in home groups? You guys all agree the home groups are a good thing, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be here this weekend. My suggestion also is to regularly just look over your list and adjust, add people as necessary. You know, if you got that one person that's come third time, make sure that you add that person there so you don't just keep putting them in as a visitor. And if you haven't seen somebody around for a while and you've gone through all the due process to contact them and all that, and they're just gone, remove them from your group as well, so we can have as accurate numbers as possible. Jeremy.
If our home group changes, like, let's say, like an example, it says Jeremy versus home group, but Jacob and Tori Hayes became leaders in our group as well, how would the title of our home group change?
You should be able to go in, it'd probably be better through a workstation. Jim, or like he wants to edit it.
Like on the list of titles, you know. Yeah, if that's changing, one, we should all know because it changes in a bunch of different places. But you could just change the title yourself, but then it won't get changed in the bulletin or on the wall or down the road. So an email back to Jim or somebody to say, hey, let's make this change, that would be super helpful.
So that would be Jim, or
yes.
Would you be better?
No, to Jim Dealing.
Okay.
That in, you could select no one and it'll still store that. But if there are some pretty major life change things that, what do you say, leaders, Jim gets a copy of that. And so that's, he's the conduit to the staff too, of the pulse of what's going on with his ministry reports and things. So there's major things that happen in the group. That's the, one of the quickest ways to get that information.
Doesn't it go back after you do your attendance? Doesn't it go back to anyway, even if you say no one?
No.
So you're not getting recordings of how many people?
We get recorded. It's just recorded in the database. Jim wouldn't necessarily know that you took attendance that week per se, but if you just say no one, but if there is some important information you want to pass on, be sure you do click leaders.
And it's like I showed you. Just like I showed you a second ago, if you say, I just can't do that, but my second in command, that's going to be his or her responsibility, make sure you assign her or him to go and do that. And you have to be selected as a leader so as well. So take that. Jim is going to be also doing a, I saw Dora. Jim's also going to be setting it up so that you're going to receive a reminder email the day of your home group, say, hey, don't forget to do your attendance. And you can just, you're just going to be able to click the little green box on that email. It's going to take you right to My Foothills, and you can just go click, 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 and you're, ba-boom, you're done. Dora. If you got somebody that's not in the database, we're going to actually have to enter them into My Foothills before you can assign them to your group. So if they never signed up for anything, or they never gave, check their kids into Kids Church. Yeah. So my number, my phone number, cell phone number is, ready? 619. Huh? It is. You know, if I'm your friend, I think you can. But that's another story for another time. 619-787-4545. 619-787-4545. You can call me, or you can say, hey, can we meet at church between services tomorrow, or whatever day? Come. I'm retired, so I'm down at the church. So come on down, and I'll schedule a time with you. I'd be happy to walk you through it. And Jim's down there a lot of times, so if there's something I can't answer, Jim can help me.